That was the Wailing Jennies with Keep Me in Your Heart on KFFR. It is 9:31. My name is Stacey Stein, and we are joined on the phone by Dr. Gabrielle Oettingen. She is a professor of psychology at New York University and the University of Hamburg. Her research focuses on how people think about the future and how this impacts cognition, emotion, and behavior. Welcome to the program this morning, Gabrielle.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
You have developed a systematic way of approaching goal setting and goal achievement called WOOP, W-O-O-P. Will you tell us about this?
Sure. WOOP stands for three steps that you can do and a plan which you can add to it. So, wish is the first step, so that's a W. Then there is outcome, which is the second step, and you imagine the outcome. And then there is obstacle, which is the third step, and you imagine the obstacle. And then there is the plan. If obstacle occurs, then I will overcome obstacle, plan. And WOOP is an evidence-based strategy everybody can learn, and that will help you set priorities, understand your wishes, and actually fulfill your wishes in daily life, and then also over a longer time, over your development.
Can this be used? Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No. So this technique is an imagery technique. That you can say you can learn that like a skill. And this imagery technique will then help you to emancipate yourself in terms of that you'd see more clarity in your everyday life.
So can you walk us through what that might look like for a challenge, like let's say someone is interested in quitting smoking. How could they use WOOP to do that?
Actually, yeah, that's a good question. We actually did also some research on that. And what we would say is these four steps, wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan, which involve imagery, these are four steps that can be applied to any kind of wish. And this wish could be, for example, you know, reduce your smoking or quit your smoking. Or it can be applied also in other areas, such as write your report, or you could apply it to interpersonal concerns, such as, you know, be nicer to a person you don't care so much, or procrastinate less, or whatever it is. So let's say in the area of reducing your cigarette consumption or quitting smoking, you might ask yourself, what do I really wish? What do I really wish with respect to reducing my cigarette consumption? And then you formulate that wish and you keep it in your mind just with a few words. So it might be something like, what I wish as a first step would be for the next week, just I don't buy any cigarettes anymore. And then you specify what would be the best outcome, the best thing if I implemented that wish. How would you feel? And then you say, okay, I would feel whatever it is. So I can't say that. You need to say that. Everybody needs to say that, because WOOP is a strategy that people can only do for themselves, meaning they know their life best. So they need to understand what is the best outcome if I fulfill myself that wish. And then they come up with this feeling. Maybe it's relief, or maybe it's happiness, or maybe it is that I feel finally responsible. Whatever it is. And then you specify that in a few words and put it in front of your mind. And then you imagine that. And this imagery is really important because our laboratory experiments have shown that this imagery is important to set the processes into gear that actually make you then achieve your wishes. So that's the second step. So you have a wish, and then you have the best outcome, and you have imagined the best outcome, and now you know in which direction to act. So that glues you to the positive future. But instead of just indulging in the positive future, which actually will reduce your effort and will reduce your energy because you already think you have done it, then you switch gears and you go to the obstacle. So you say, what is it in me? What actually is it in me that holds me back, that stands in the way, that prevents me from tackling my wish and experiencing that outcome? So what is it really in me? And that's really interesting because you might discover a lot of interesting things. So what is it? Is it a fear? Or is it a kind of conviction that you are addicted? Or is it that you feel, okay, if I need to stop immediately and never smoke again, and that makes me just sort of feel so bad? Whatever it is. Or is it a resentment against people who tell me to not smoke? Whatever it is, find out what it is in you that stands in the way. So that's the obstacle, the inner obstacle. No excuse. So important that you don't fall prey to the excuses which might have prevented you for years from acting. So find an obstacle in you that is really important and that keeps you from tackling your wish and reaching your outcome. And that could be an emotion, it can be a bad habit, it can be a conviction you have. And once you found that obstacle, then you imagine that obstacle occurring. And that might kind of emotionally bite you a little bit because you imagine that this emotion or this conviction or this bad habit occurs. And then once you imagine that, you will understand how you will be able to overcome it. Because you imagine that obstacle, and then the idea will, you will understand, and the idea will come, how you can overcome it. And then you do a plan. And the plan comes in the very simple form of, you say, if, and then you imagine the obstacle, then I will, and then you imagine the behavior you will perform to overcome the obstacle, or the thought you can tell yourself to overcome that obstacle. And now you have hope. It's wish, outcome, imagine. Obstacle, imagine. And then the if obstacle, then I will overcome obstacle, plan. And this is a very simple technique. You just need to go through these four steps, but you need to fill in your content, your wish, and your outcome, and your obstacle, and your plan. And while the WO gives action the direction, because now you know what you want, where to go, the obstacle will give you the energy because you understand that you're not there yet. So you can't feign already having reached it. So you need to understand what the obstacle is, and that gives you the energy and it gives you the process, what you can do to overcome that obstacle. So you need really both. You need to anchor yourself in the wish fulfillment, give action the direction, but you also need to have the energy to overcome the obstacle, and you need to understand what the obstacle is. So if the obstacle is overcomable, surmountable, then you will really know, okay, that's where I want to go and that's what I will do, and then you will do it. But if the obstacle is actually so formidable that you might sort of say, okay, oh, this is just not overcomable, or after all, it's not worth it, then you can reduce the wish a little bit. You can postpone it to an opportune time, or you can let go. So if you have alternatives where you can engage yourself and invest the energy wisely, then letting go from the obstacle is actually the way to use WHOOP and to use what we say mental contrasting of the future with the obstacle of reality. So the WOO is what we in science call mental contrasting, and the P is what we call implementation intentions or if-then plan. And this is a neat strategy because it triggers cognitive and motivational processes that people don't realize. They're outside of our awareness. And these processes then actually are responsible for the behavior change, are responsible that you actually go and reduce your cigarette consumption, and that you actually then also reach your wish, and you will be getting rid of this vice. And you can learn it. Go on the whoopmylife.org website. So it's whoop, WOOP, and then mylife.org website. And there's also an app. And in this app, you will learn the four steps. It's very simple, so you don't need to think about the four steps in what order and da-da-da. You can just be guided through these four steps by the app. So the WHOOP app and whoopmylife.org. And also for the present situation, you can fill in any wish. You can fill in the wish of getting better along with some people you are living with, of spending good time with the family, of coping with a loss or coping with some really difficult job situation. You can use it in stressful times and in good times to make them even better. You can use it for small wishes and for life-changing wishes. You can use it for trivial wishes and for really important wishes, for short-term wishes and for long-term wishes. So you can use it really for any kind of concern or wish you have. And I hope you will have fun with WHOOP because it's a discovery tour. And you can discover actually not only what you really want and what your obstacle is, but you can also discover to experience life in a new way that is, you will change your behavior and your context will change with you. And that is actually a super nice discovery tour.
We're talking to Dr. Gabrielle Oettingen. She's a professor of psychology and has developed this system of WHOOP to help people actualize their goals. Dr. Oettingen, How long does it take to kind of go through these four steps as we really think about our wish, how it's going to make us feel when we accomplish it, our obstacles, and making that plan for when the obstacles come up? How much time does it take?
Actually, very often 5 to 10 minutes is enough. So they're enough to go through the steps. Especially when you have practiced it and you're a WHOOP expert, actually you might even take less time. At the beginning, it takes maybe a little more because you are not so familiar yet with the instructions, and you might actually need to, you know, practice WHOOP a little bit in order to customize it to your own life. And so be patient, and it's not really a recipe so that you are immediately happy and successful forever. No, it's a friend for your life. So it's a friend whom you can consult whenever things are, you know, in your daily life, but also when things get stressful. But you can actually, what you need though is 5 or 10 minutes really quiet. it doesn't need to be quiet outside or something, but it needs to be uninterrupted. So you can do it, you know, when you are en route, but you need to really sort of focus just on Whoop. You can't do your email and you can't talk to some people next to it, because you really need to focus to go through these four steps. But you don't need more than 5 or 10 minutes. And you can do it, you know, in the morning, every morning, and try to get a Whoop routine, because the Whoop routine will help you a lot to structure your day and to make it very clear to you, what is it today that I really want and that I also can achieve, but it might be a little bit challenging. So that's the first step in Whoop. You say, today, what do I really want in the interpersonal domain or in the achievement domain or the health domain, or just with respect to my current living situation or with my emotional outfit? So what do I want? And once you have that wish, you actually formulate it in few words, and then you go on through the other three steps. But the first start is that you think, what do I really want? And the nice thing is you will discover wishes which you didn't know you have. So whenever you do a new Whoop, then this discovery is just so interesting, because you feel it out what you really want. And these wishes are important because we know that they come from our needs, meaning they come from that what we don't have. We did experiments where we actually sort of tested that very simply. So we had participants come in the lab. We asked them not to drink 4 hours before they came. And then half of these participants got a very good bottle of water, and the other ones didn't. And then we just measured what they actually were thinking about. And then clearly the people who were thirsty, they were thinking about, you know, getting a glass of water. And they were thinking about how wonderful it would be to get a glass of water. So these positive thoughts and images about the future and these wishes, they come from our states of decrement. And you can do the same thing not only for physiological needs like need for water, but you can also do it for need for relationships or the need for meaning. And we did experiments on that. And we know these wishes are super important because they are an expression and an indicator of our needs. And when we get in touch with these wishes, then it points us in the direction to satisfy our needs. But what we also find that we only positive, you know, with positive thinking about the future, everybody said it's so helpful for everything. But if we only think positively about the future, if we indulge in these positive fantasies and daydreams, then we feel we're already there. So we feel accomplished, and that reduces the energy. So it makes us relax, but on the other hand, it also makes us low energy, low effort. And that predicts then low effort and low success over time periods of weeks. Meaning, if we only indulge in these positive daydreams, then we don't do anything anymore. That's the reason why the second O is so important, the obstacle. Because when you then identify and imagine the obstacle, then you realize, oops, I'm not there yet. So what is it in me that stands in the way? And when you succeed to get rid of the excuses and really understand what is it in me that stands in the way, then you will be creative and integrative in overcoming that obstacle through an action, or maybe also through thinking about something that you can do or that you can actually tell yourself in order to overcome that obstacle.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking us through Whoop and how we can really identify those goals, obstacles, and make a plan to overcome them. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, I just want to say that I wish you a lot of fun with it, a lot of interesting discoveries with respect to what you really want, and also what is in your way. Maybe for years it had been in your way, in yourself. And once you discover it, then you get involved in your life anew, and you will make a lot of new discoveries. So have fun with it, practice it, be patient with it. You know, it's like a skill, like riding the bicycle. It takes a little patience until you ride the bicycle securely. So play with it, practice it, and have fun with it. And if you have, if you want to have more information, go on whoopmylife.org. There are videos and there, and all the instructions are there. And all the information, audio and video. And you can also, do a little web app. And it's all for free. So there's no money you need to pay, neither for the website nor for the app, because we do want that most people benefit from what we learned through our research, really, in laboratory and intervention studies and in correlational studies. So we discovered that, and we discovered that it really works by having data and having the mechanism isolated. So have fun with Whoop, and thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Gabrielle Oettingen, for joining us this morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Gabrielle Oettingen. She's a professor of psychology at New York University and the University of Hamburg. Her books include Rethinking Positive Thinking, where she also goes through this Whoop technique of setting a wish, thinking about the outcome, identifying the obstacle within ourselves, and then coming up with our plan for overcoming that obstacle. More information is online at whoopmylife.org. That's W-O-O-P, mylife.org. And you can also search for the Whoop app by searching W-O-O-P. I did it in the iPhone app, and it came up right away.